because they have a lot of side effects and don't take care of the problem. Went to chiropractors, massage therapy, acupuncture, you name it, literally. I've tried everything and nothing helped me out. So when I was introduced to this company back in April, and, you know, Dave Johnson was the one that called me and was introducing me to the products and then told me about the Plus Relief product, that he told me a story, actually I heard Neil's story, where he tore 75% of his Achilles tendon and was told he'd be out for 6 months, and 11 weeks later he's back to playing tennis, and I just couldn't figure out how that was even possible. So I was, you know, curious. We got the product, and I was told that it would take up to 5 days for it to be fully effective. And so we got the oral spray. I sprayed it in my mouth, had my wife spray the 3 spots in my back that was destroyed. And 45 minutes later, my pain of 37 plus years was gone. And I was extremely excited and very happy. And of course, and this was late at night, so I was like, who can I call? So I called Chip and I called Dave, told them the you know, what happened. And ever since, it's been great. I haven't had any pain. You know, I recently had emergency foot surgery. And even during that time when I was in the hospital going through all that stuff, I never hurt. Of course, I had all my products with me, so I'd, you know, been taking it and stuff. And there's lots of things that it's done for me, the products. I mean, it's just my story keeps getting, you know, longer. I do my best to keep it short because I could go on forever. But I'd rather just, you know, say what I said just now and share that with people, because people are looking for hope. They're looking for, you know, remedies. They're looking for a better situation. They're looking for, you know, a better life. And we have that. We have all the products that can give people that and give them hope. I like how Thane always says, it gives you hope. So I'm going to open up the line, and I'm actually going to call on Thane because we talked last night. And Thane, if you can press *6 and come on and share a story, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm on, my brother. I'm on. Can you hear me, or is it live?
Good morning, sunshine. I hear you loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Right on. Cool. So, you know, I marvel still about how, if you know what you're saying, it's all about poise, confidence as you're talking to people. But the intriguing thing about it, I'll share this as a thought or a story, but my wife, some of you know, my wife actually sustained a pretty severe knee injury. And to put it how the orthopedic surgeon said, that she, everything she could possibly bruise inside her knee, she did bruise. Aside of breaking or tearing things loose, she really, really messed it up. But anyhow, we're at the physical therapist's office, and it was quite interesting because I started off the conversation. Now, this woman I had not talked to before. She was actually the receptionist of the physical therapist's office. And, you know, I look for people that are live and vibrant. She had beautiful, beautiful long blonde hair, glowing smile, just really pleasant woman to be around. And anyhow, I said, hey, you know, Jen, I want to share something with you. And she said, sure, what's that? And I says, well, I says, I've got an interesting analogy that I like to start off with. And I said, if you think about it, if you had a clock that worked perfectly, and every day you opened up that clock and you sprinkled in just ever so small amounts of sand inside that clock, how long do you think that clock could last before that clock quit working? And she says, oh, yeah, it wouldn't be too long. I said, exactly. I said, so the interesting thing about it is the toxins, chemicals, and things that we come in contact with, whether we're eating, breathing, or drinking, we're always coming in contact with chemicals, toxins, and poisons. She said, yeah, I agree. I understand. And I said, the body is the exact same way. You know, the clock is our body. And I says, what if there was a possibility to be able to remove the sand safely, effectively, that had zero negative side effects? And I said, for instance, I'll tell you a perfect story about this. I said, a friend of mine had a specific prostate issue. And, of course, I went through Dave Johnson's story. And I says, he started taking this stuff. And 2.5 months later, he went back, and the doctors proclaimed him clean, so to speak. And then I followed it up with my story about our son, of how, you know, when he was 4, he was diagnosed with autism spectrum issues. He couldn't communicate. But I found out that there was a correlating difference between the cell defender and its definitive love for removing mercury, lead, and aluminum out of your body. And I told her, you know, I says, hey, I've discovered that removing mercury and aluminum out of your brain makes all the difference, especially for people that have neurological issues. So we started Carter taking it 2 to 3 times a day, not knowing what to expect. And for 9 years, he struggled with communication. He would start, stop, stumble, mumble. He'd repeat himself. It was very, very difficult for him to communicate. And I says, here we are, you know, 9 years later, giving him the drops. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, my wife and I both noticed that he was able to speak clear, more effortless. And at the same point in time, he was very communicative. He didn't struggle. Just everything clicked. It made, you know, so much easier for him to communicate. So as I was sitting there telling her this story, I later on found out in process of time that she's got a 17-year-old daughter who has violent outbursts of rage. She has a neurological issue as well, because the fact that we're not supposed to name specific issues, diagnoses, if you will. I'm not going to mention exactly what she had. However, her husband also has blood sugar issues, and she started asking questions. And I said, you know what, Jen, that's a great question. Tell you what, tonight I will shoot you the information that kind of dips your toe in the water. I said, but here's my ironclad promise, Jen. I said, I promise to help. However, I will not harass. As long as you don't give up on yourself, I will never give up on you. Because I feel my role with this as a messenger, and I love to make a difference. And she's like, wow, okay, yeah. So I share that with everybody that I come across. Anyhow, long story short, Friday night, her and her husband reviewed the information. What I'm talking about as far as information is the Rick Deitch 5-minute video. And later on that night, they said, okay, we're in. But I wasn't able to catch up with her because she had some grandkids show up. She says, you know what, family first. So anyways, I touched base with them again Saturday morning, which was last Saturday. So here it was, less than 24 hours later, they went through the information. I did a follow-up phone call with Chris Bruce. Thank you forever if you're on the phone call, Chris. And they said, you know what, we're in. We're all in. If this could help, because it's just like what you mentioned earlier, Darren, the possibility of hope. That's what people are looking for. And Jen told me in kind of a very emotional statement, she says, you know, she says, my daughter, we've tried everything to help her out with her violent outbursts of rage. And I guess she was, you know, self-infliction and things of that nature, too. She was scratching and cutting herself and things of that nature. But they had done anything and everything that they possibly could to try and help their daughter naturally, and it didn't work. And so they, as a last-ditch effort, they resorted to putting her on medication. And now she walks around as a zombie. And Jen told me, when I first met her, Jen told me, she says, you know, the sad reality of it is her daughter tells her that she's not happy because she's not herself. And as I was telling her about this ability to help regulate the body naturally by getting rid of the chemicals and the toxins, Jen looked at me and she says, so there's hope for my daughter? And I said, absolutely. And at the end of that conversation, again, thank you, Chris, at the end of that conversation where Chris was telling his story about his daughter and how she was able to maintain a job and a working career and be able to be outside of the home, Jen, after Chris had hung up, Jen, she said, thank you, Thane, because this is what we've been praying for. So the remarkable thing about this is we've got a massive miracle. And if we don't share it, we're actually hindering society as a whole. We're not being a profitable servant to help our fellow brothers and sisters. I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but all the time I call everybody brother and sister, because whether you like it or not, we're all one big happy dysfunctional family. But I view all of us as a whole, everybody, as a citizenship. We're all one big happy family, and we should be willing and able to help those which we come across. And so when I talk about a script, I just share very simple bullet points, but I share it from the heart, and I share it with a spirit of compassion, and I share it with the idea that I want to help. I'm here for you. But anyhow, that's my 2 points. But I love, absolutely love doing this. I'll never quit. I'll never give up. I found my lifetime career. And yet, though I may retire here shortly, I'm never going to retire from telling the message. But anyhow, there you go, Darren. It's all back to you.
Well, thanks, buddy, for sharing that, man. All right. Joan Guard, if you're out there, can you press star 6? Are you there, Joan?
Darren, this is Robin. If Joan's not there, I'll help here in a second. Let me know.
I heard her on the call this, I mean, when it first started.
Okay.
But go ahead, Robin.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to butt in. And if Joan's there, Joan, just come in and let us know you're there. I just wanted to follow Thane because it's just what's on my heart today. Thane, that last part when you said, you know, I may retire here because of this, you know, Avini. Mark and I, our story is very short. Marcy, my friend, had a few weeks to live. Doctors couldn't help her. She found out about Rick Deitch, our biochemist, zeolite. She took it, and a lot of it. And in those few weeks that the doctors thought she was going to expire, she had no more issue in her body. That caught my attention. I was excited, and I love helping people. It's my passion. It's my passion, just like all you guys on the phone. I heard it in Darren's voice and Thane's voice. This is what we're about, is the passion of helping people take back their health and their finances and giving them freedom if they choose with our company, Avini. It's such an incredible opportunity. And we were forced to retire last year, as many of you know. I won't go into the story right now, but last July, Mark had a severe issue. So thankful he was on our zeolite product, and Dr. Samuelson Silver, it prepared him for this issue, and he's recovering and just doing beautifully. And I mean, he recovered faster than anybody thought he would. We're still working on it with our health and added the Zimmunity. And, of course, the Plus Relief is my buddy. But we've helped change our family's lives. My two autistic nephews came from being before the zeolite at 6 years old and 4 years old, the oldest one in diapers, in school for autism, but extremely autistic, well, not social. The youngest one also had anger issues that Utah, as Thane was referring to, and they both started on the zeolite, and just within a couple of weeks, by the way, they were nonverbal. They could speak words, but no sentences. Within 2 weeks, the boys started speaking in sentences, and our family was on cloud 9. And then from there, now they're 19 and 17, extremely high, just very efficient, on the spectrum, amazing young men. The oldest one graduated with online regular high school. It's just amazing. And the youngest one is awesome at gaming. And, you know, older guys call him up, say, hey, how do you get to this level? I mean, it's just been amazing for our family. But we were forced to retire. Mark's on Social Security. So what do you do in retirement when you don't have that nest egg to help you live comfortably like you were used to, working 12 hours a day? And Avini has given me that freedom to be semi-retired. Mark's totally retired. And we're having a blast and making an incredible income. But it's because we're helping people, just as you could hear the excitement in Thane's voice. So that's my story. I work in a company that helps people get their freedom back with their health naturally. And also, if they choose, they can change their finances. everybody out there needs another couple $100 or $400 a month, they may choose to do that with us also. Let me give you an example, though. Now, that's my story. I did it short, Darren, but I'm going to share just real quick because it really is about sharing people's story. I started out sharing Marcy's story. That's how I did this. I chose it to do it as a business. Not everybody does. And if you're on the call this morning and you're just interested in the product, fabulous. We want to help you with the products. But I want to talk to those also that are interested in helping other people, and the company pays us extremely well just to share our stories. So we were at the lake floating, and this brother and sister, the adults or family, was up there, the only ones that wanted to be at the water that day, and just happened to be on the beach all by ourselves, and we're out there floating. I just started a conversation with them. Hey, how are you guys? You guys locals? And they started telling their story. And we listened to them, had a great time, back and forth. Finally, she goes, well, what do you do? And I said, I work with a company. I get to share health and wellness with people. I love it. And it changed my two autistic nephews. They have become incredible young boys coming out of their autism. And it's just been a lot of fun, been a lot of effects, been able to help a lot of people. She goes, oh, I'm interested. Now, you don't always get that response, but it was really fun. And so we just talked back and forth, and she asked more questions. Well, now we're in the process. And I want you guys to know, listen, it doesn't matter who we are in Avini, doesn't matter how far up Dave Johnson does the same thing, I do the same thing, Mark and Chip, Darren, they, all of us, we're out there sharing on a daily basis. And we take them through a process, a journey, whatever their journey may be. Maybe somebody joins you right then, but most people it takes a little time for them to understand what we have. And so I'm giving them some information. And we're having a great communication. Another one that I'm working with that I'm very excited about is a doctor. She's actually a natural doctor. And I made friends with her through another person that I had talked to and got a referral. And she's very interested. She helps change lives, and this is going to be another tool in her toolbox. So I just wanted to encourage everybody, if you don't have a story, borrow the best one. In fact, what Thane said today, if you can just take his story that he shared today about this woman, or about Chris's daughter, or Thane's son, or any of the testimonies that you heard today, go out now after you get off this call, think about who could I share that story with, and then open the door and see if there's anybody they know that needs hope. So thanks, Darren, for letting me share. I got excited this morning. Thanks, Thane.
No problem. We love your excitement, and we love you, and we love the energy that you put out there for everybody. You know, you said something that kind of resonated, and you talk about freedom. What's the biggest pain that most people have? It's in their wallet. Especially now, you know, with things being so crazy and stuff like that, if you can help people even earn an extra $500 a month, they say that an extra $500 a month can eliminate most of the bankruptcies out there. So not only do we have amazing health products, we have an amazing company, an amazing compensation plan. You know, we don't just get paid to, you know, do whatever. I mean, when we get paid, it's because we've changed somebody's life, either directly or indirectly. You just never know who you're going to touch. So I just wanted to share that, because that, too, is a testimony. It's a story. You know, I literally gave up everything else I was doing just to do this. So having said that, I know Chip Littlejohn's out there, and I like calling you. I'm making this a little bit of a shorter call because hopefully I get my boot off today. So, Chip, if you're there, can you come on board?
Yeah, man. I'm just, listening and enjoying everybody talk. I was just picking up on the last thing that you said, Darren. There's kind of a trade-off between freedom in your career and performing without a net or you know, without a retirement program, that kind of a thing. And I'm just going to guess that many of us here, it takes something special to make us feel like we're interested in the type of work we're doing. It has to be thrilling. It has to be important. It has to be something that has to do with helping other people. And that's the kind of thing that leads us to be here. Think about you know, the people you just heard talking this morning and think about yourself as well. You know, I bet you anything, you know, you're a little bit different. You're kind of interesting. You kind of have a little bit of made you look about you where people are sort of fascinated with you because you're different. But what gets us to be in network marketing? I have a theory that it's a little bit like Shakespearean characters. You know, they always have some sort of a tragic flaw. And I think probably if you look through us as a group, it's not too hard to find it. And it makes us interesting. It makes us fun. It makes us seek things like this, this kind of work that makes us feel more alive. And very, very likely that it's that cheap thrill thing that, you know, you have to be involved in something that really has an effect. I got a kick out of what you said a minute ago about, you know, you may directly help somebody, or it's the kind of a thing where the butterfly's wings cause this great change. It's like you drop a pebble in the water and it turns into a tsunami. And as I was listening to the stories this morning, I was thinking backwards to the very first story I ever heard like that about each of these topics and how that little story turned into something gigantic. And I'm just going to give one example, have one for each and everything that was on this morning, Darren and Thane and talking about Jen, who's brand new. Let's just talk about Jen for a second and her 17-year-old girl with the rage and the medications and disassociated with her own, you know, sense of what's going on. That's what SSRI do. They lead to disassociation. You can't tell the difference between real and unreal. But you could put a road sign on the path right in front of Jen and Thane, who's helping them, Chris, who told the story that, you know, the three-way that helped it happen. And what would that road sign say? Well, it could say, you know, it's been saving, curves ahead, bridge washed out. I mean, that's the kind of themes that they've been running into. But we know because we've seen it happen over and over again. You just listened to Robin tell the story about her nephews, and it's a developmental thing that's happened with her daughter that's 17. It's turned to anger and rage and frustration, which is, you know, in the hierarchy of brain function, when you take away inhibitions and judgment and you skim that away, for a lot of people, the thing that's right below that is frustration and anger. Well, that's what Jen's daughter's been experiencing. What's going to happen when she gets a hold of Avini products? The road signs ahead are going to suddenly say, scenic overlook just ahead. It's going to be a happy thing. Or the signs will be brown, national forest. Wildlife refuge, you know, something like that. It's going to be what the signs are ahead now instead of those warning yellow signs. And she has to be wondering, you know, she probably wondering what the next thing that was going to go wrong with her or her daughter or her family were going to be. The daughter herself has to be wondering, what's this lead to if I keep, you know, feeling like this? And now all of a sudden, here comes a guy that, you know, walks up to the counter in the office and strikes up conversation and changes all the road signs, all the expectations. We start improving gradually, returning to a totally functional human with all the wonderful aspects of us. So those are just the thoughts I had, you know, kind of some of them triggered by this morning's call. We could go back to some of the other stories that I remember. The very first woman who ever told me that her child picked up a tractor and started playing with it called me in tears. And so by the time we got to Robin with her nephews, I knew. I mean, you know right now. We didn't know. Somebody has to be first. Somebody has to be the first one to discover the help with each thing. And certainly with Avini, we have help with everything. And you don't have to have somebody who has your exact problem and already knows it's going to be fixed. It's kind of fun to be the first one and get into it with somebody and say, let's go see if we can figure this out and solve it, and let's use the Avini products to do it. very high chance that you're going to change all the road signs ahead, and they're all of a sudden going to be scenic overlook ahead instead of bridge washed out. I think that's my message for this morning, Darren.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Chip. We love you, and you're just an awesome all-around guy, so we love having you here and talking.
You too. I hope so. Good things inside your boot when they take it off. I know they will. I know they will.
You know, I almost got to wear a normal shoe last week, so keep my fingers crossed, praying that I get to wear a normal shoe. That means I get to drive again.
And I know we're trying to shorten up, but what was going on inside of Darren's foot is one of those very, very threatening things that can go systemic, and it can hurt you bad, and it can take your life. Darren was in a spot with that he needed a reversal. He needed to change the direction, just like Jen's daughter. Bridge was washed out in Darren's foot. Something bad's going to happen if you continue down this road. And so my suspicion is, because he'd been using the products for a while ahead, that the resolution was already beginning. That's what I think. And so my expectation is that Darren is going to go to his doctor and find out, he probably already knows, that he is one of the best patients in that situation his doctor has ever seen. He's going to get a different result. The question now is, will that doctor have a flash go off in his head and think, gosh, I'd like to have that sort of a result, my best result I've ever seen for all my patients. How did this happen? Whether he'll ask that question or not. I think they're taught not to ask, but some do anyway. It'll be interesting to see.
Well, I know he always gets a kick when I come in there and stuff, no pun intended since he's a foot doctor, but I did tell him last time, I said, you know, I apologize for how I was, you know, when they first met. Of course, I was a little scared and stuff like that. And I said, we obviously got off on the wrong foot. And I've never heard someone laugh so hard in my entire life. So, but that's my personality. I've kind of got a sense of humor towards life. But anyway, thanks for sharing that, Chip. And everyone on this call.
Just a second. Just before we go. I want to drive this a little bit deeper. I have changed those bandages. I've watched people lose their legs. I've watched people save their legs. And that's the kind of thing that leads to it. That doctor is getting his face rubbed in those problems every day. A lot of them are triggered by, you know, sugar intolerance. And so he's watching, his practice is watching that happen and trying to slow it down, trying to clean it up, fighting against pathogens that are, you know, have gotten ahead of, in the spy counter spy thing, they've gotten ahead of all the antibiotics. So to some extent, he's likely making a career out of losing limbs, maybe a little bit at a time. And when he sees somebody come along that wins instead, I really think that's the kind of a level of thing we're playing with here. Changing from winning to lose and losing to win it. I really honestly think, and I don't want to understate, you know, when you're working with a Vini, have a strong posture. Be confident in what's going to happen. Know that what normally happens is not what's going to happen going ahead. I'm really going to quit this time. Really going to quit this time, Darren.
No worries. Well, you know, ironically enough, a Vini means winner. So we're all winners here. We got to get the information out to people, share these stories with people. You know, like Robin said, if you don't have your own story, find someone's story, use someone's story, and just share it with everybody you know that you come across. So anyway, y'all have a great day, and make sure you tune in tonight at 5 p.m. Central Time for Robin Zoom, and then 10 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning with Chip Littlejohn on his call. And y'all go out there and have a great day. Have a good day, everybody. Talk to y'all soon.
Thank you for your time. I know you have questions, so please get with the person who shared this information with you and get all of your questions answered. We invite you to join the Avini family to make a difference through natural healing.